Good Monday to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. Would you agree that an important part of parenting is teaching our children the vital life lessons we, their parents, have learned in our lives? The same is true in the workplace, as trainees or apprentices learn from veterans, right? In the past 2 days, we've been looking at one of the most powerful statements Jesus made to his disciples. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 16, verse 19. We've seen Jesus was not giving the disciples the divine authority to stand at the gates of heaven and determine who is admitted and who is rejected. Nor was Jesus giving the disciples the authority to declare a person justified in God's eyes. Only God can do that. But the disciples were being given the privilege of sharing the vital truths required to understand and the actions a person needs to take to gain heaven. Today, let's look at two more vital keys about Jesus that the world would only understand if the disciples did a good job explaining it. First is the ascension of Jesus. Jesus told the disciples when gathered in the upper room for Passover together, only a few hours before he was crucified, "I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and returning to the Father." John 16, verse 28. Of course, Jesus was speaking of heaven, where God the Father is. 44 days later, after Jesus' death, burial, resurrection, and 40 days of showing himself alive to many people, including these disciples, Jesus was gathered with them on the Mount of Olives, and while he was speaking to them, Jesus elevated up into the clouds. Two angels suddenly appeared, explaining to those watching this unprecedented event, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking up into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." Acts chapter 1, verse 9 to 11. God left no doubt. Jesus had come from heaven in his incarnation birth in Bethlehem. And on this ascension day, Jesus returned to heaven in his resurrection body. The ascension of Jesus back to heaven is a vital key to gaining entrance into the kingdom of heaven because Jesus is now in heaven, every day welcoming to heaven those who have trusted in Jesus here on earth before their earthly journey ends in death. My friends, do you understand the ascension of Jesus Christ and why it's so important that he is in heaven, ready to receive our souls and spirits when we die? May I give you yet another key truth Jesus was going to entrust to his disciples? This key answers the question, what is ascended Jesus doing now in heaven, making it possible for any of us to gain heaven today? Both Romans 8, verse 33 and 34, and Hebrews 1, verse 3 tell us that Jesus is at the right hand of God the Father interceding for us. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 tells us Jesus is our advocate with the Father. And Hebrews chapter 7, verse 20, 24 and 25 says, "Because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them." And one more thing, Jesus told his disciples, "I'm going there, heaven, to prepare a place for you. I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." John chapter 14, verse 3. Yes, Jesus is making sure heaven is ready to receive those who have trusted him. Finally, Jesus was entrusting to the disciples one more major, magnificent truth key. Our gaining heaven is not by any of our efforts, nor any payment of money, nor attaining religious perfection. Our gaining heaven is entirely a work of God's grace given to a person in response to any person who does these things. First, believe the truth about who Jesus Christ is and what his death and resurrection accomplished for us. Acts chapter 13, John chapter 5, and that was key number 1, 2, and 3. Second, confess, which means admit to God the truth, that each of us is a sinful person and our sin separates us from God and will keep us out of heaven. Romans chapter 3, 1 John chapter 1. Third, repent of sin, which means turning away from our sin and turning to Jesus as our only Savior from our sin. Acts chapter 2, Romans chapter 6. And finally, trust fully in God's truthful promise that He will accept Jesus' atonement death as payment in full for our sin, and God will apply that payment to our sin debt and declare us forgiven, justified, saved from our sin condemnation. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, Romans chapter 4 and 5, and 1 Peter chapter 1. Now, my friends, that day at Caesarea Philippi when Jesus said, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven," Matthew 16, 19, the disciples did not understand the wonderful keys of God's salvation. Truth, we've discussed these past 3 days. That's why Jesus said He was going to give them these truths. In fact, it wasn't until after Jesus' resurrection that most of these disciples fully believed the key truths about who Jesus was who walked with them and what the significance was of His death and resurrection. And it wasn't until after the Holy Spirit came upon them 10 days after Jesus' ascension on the day of Pentecost festival that God opened their minds to understand and their mouths to speak these great truths with boldness. But as we'll see tomorrow, it was primarily through the Pharisee-turned-apostle Paul that most of the deeper doctrines of the kingdom of God were explained in the 13 books of the New Testament which Paul authored as led by the Holy Spirit.